Pennsylvania's terrain might not look much like France or California, but it's home to more than 200 wineries, with grapes grown both here and out of state. A number of those wineries want to expand, and that means working with the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs looks at how local wines are beginning to have a presence in the state stores.
If you told Patrick Walsh 6 or 7 years ago that the state liquor stores would be carrying his wine, he'd probably think you'd had a few too many glasses. In the not-so-distant past, he was making wine with a friend, as a hobby. But when their dads retired, the friends decided they had the manpower to open a tasting room, and Six Mile Cellars in Harbor Creek, Pennsylvania, was born in 2011.
It really kind of made sense in terms of trying to turn a profit instead of just spending our money making some good homebrew wine.
The winery is medium-sized, according to Walsh. They make 14 types of wine and a couple ciders and produce about 1,200 cases of wine annually. Early last year, he heard about PA Preferred. It's a Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board program that gives local products a leg up in the vast and powerful statewide store system. PLCB Director of Marketing Dale Horst says it allows Pennsylvania wineries to apply to have up to 10 different wines sold in 10 state stores. But Horst says 10 stores is just the starting point.
Some of the Pennsylvania wineries have grown quite large, and we have them statewide. In 2014, we sold 134 different Pennsylvania wines, which generated nearly $5.5 million in sales, and it continues to grow.
Pennsylvania is one of the largest buyers of wine and spirits in the world. Because the state owns the system, there's only one gatekeeper accepting or rejecting the products that make it into the stores. With that kind of clout, why have a PA Preferred program? Horst says it gives customers the ability to buy local.
Pennsylvania wineries, a lot of times, you know, they're a small Pennsylvania business and they're trying to get established or trying to grow. And we just think it's a win-win for both the Pennsylvania businesses and the LCB.
Indeed, Walsh and his partner decided it made economic sense to sell in state stores where people could buy their wine anytime rather than just during their tasting room hours. He says the application process was fairly easy.
I submitted two wines to the program, our Derby Red, which is a sweet red wine, and then a Riesling blended wine, which is Winsome White. And I chose kind of two different product price points, and we paid a fee for them to review the wines.
Walsh says last summer they received notice out of the blue that their wines had been accepted.
Which was really exciting because you never exactly know how some wine from Pennsylvania is going to stack up against buyers who buy Gallo and Mondavi and, you know, worldwide wines.
While it used to be the case that wines made in the Commonwealth competed against national suppliers for shelf space, Horst says that's no longer true. Through PA Preferred, local wines compete against each other.
We're looking for quality. We're looking for taste. The Pennsylvania wines have done very well here, and then we let the customers make the choice with their purchases.
Walsh says when they were accepted into the stores, they had to decide their price point, which factors in how much it costs Six Mile Cellars to produce the wine, plus the cut taken by the state. In the case of one of his products, $4 of the $12 the customer pays goes back to the state. That system can be a non-starter for some wineries. Reduce their profit margin too much to offset the state markup, and they won't make any profit. Sell the wine at a higher price and potentially turn off customers. Some Pennsylvania wineries are simply too small to provide enough wine to sell in stores, while others only want their product available at their home base, says liquor lawyer Mark Flaherty.
They may find that their niche market are people that come for their tastings, come for the events at their premises, will taste the wine at the premise, will like the wine.
Plus, wineries don't have to go through the PLCB to sell to restaurants. Even with the advantage given by the PA Preferred program, it's not easy to compete with the rest of what's available, says Flaherty.
Perhaps there are still biases against Pennsylvania wines. People who buy wine, do they buy local?
He says he thinks the best predictor of whether local wine will sell is whether it has a following. Walsh at Six Mile Cellars is learning a lot about their following now that they're in the state stores. For example, they now know they sell more wine in Erie stores than in Pittsburgh stores, the opposite of what they predicted. But despite their success, Walsh says they're not exactly living on Easy Street.
I have two full-time jobs, one from 8 to 5 and then one from 5 to 8.
In other words, if you want to make and sell wine in Pennsylvania, don't quit your day job just yet. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.